Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events, as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is August 25th, 2024. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for September 2024. But before we begin, an important announcement. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. During the final phase of the U.S. presidential election campaign, Mercury, the planet of communications, media, and messaging, is critically important. Having ended its retrograde period on August 28th at 27 degrees sidereal Cancer, Mercury now resumes its normal forward motion and, on September 4th, advances into sidereal Leo, the sign of leadership. As it does so, Mercury forms a square aspect pattern with Uranus. This is the third and final time that Mercury and Uranus are in square to each other during this part of 2024. The two previous times were when Mercury entered Leo in July, and when Mercury retrograded over this same part of the zodiac in mid-August. With this planetary pattern, the potential is for some sudden event connected with Mercury's significations. In other words, a problem in communication or with computers, or an unexpected decision or shocking news event. For instance, when the first Mercury-Uranus square was exact back in July, President Biden announced he was ending his re-election campaign. Although Mercury likes being in the sign of the Sun, all is not well with the planet of rational thinking, because its enemy, Mars, is transiting through Mercury's sign, Gemini. This makes Mercury the dispositor of Mars. In other words, the planet of communications is absorbing the energy of the planet of force and aggression, which makes Mercury less rational, more impatient, and therefore less reliable for logical thinking. The influence of Mars on Mercury continues until Mars leaves Mercury's sign Gemini on October 20th. Mercury will also be receiving the direct aspect of Saturn, transiting on the other side of the zodiac in Aquarius. The planet of limitation and harsh realities will trim Mercury's sails during the middle of September. The exact opposition is on September 18th. And finally, Mercury will get relief when it enters its own sign, Virgo, in the last week of the month. Venus entered sidereal Virgo on August 25th. Virgo is Venus's sign of debilitation, meaning Venus is unhappy in this sign. Why? Because it's the planet of love and romance in the sign of analysis and criticism. So, not a good fit for Venus. Venus will be much happier when it moves into its own sign, Libra, on September 18th. A planet in its own sign is strong, both for the planet and the sign's significations. So this should be a good thing for world events, since Venus is the planet of relationship, negotiations, and agreement, and Libra is the sign of fairness and social idealism. So this is good. Venus being strong for a few weeks increases the potential for negotiation, agreement, friendship, maybe even a ceasefire. Mars entered sidereal Gemini on August 26th. Mars doesn't like being in Gemini. Mars is impatient and wants fast results. Gemini is the sign that likes to gather information and details and participate in discussion and finding consensus. Mars doesn't have time for consensus. Mars in Gemini emphasizes the downside of this sign. The Gemini proclivity for engaging in argument and debate for its own sake. Mars in Gemini can bring out the worst of Gemini: misinformation, hypocrisy, and manipulation. Usually Mars takes 6 weeks to transit through a sign, but this time Mars stays in Gemini for nearly 2 months. Because Mars is already starting to slow down before it begins a retrograde phase in early December. Mars will finally change signs on October 20th when it moves into sidereal Cancer. For an example of a public person who we can all watch to see the effects of Mars in Gemini, Kamala Harris. She is Gemini rising in Vedic astrology. So, the Mars transit will be having obvious influence on her during the coming weeks. Mars is the energy planet. When it transits in your ascendant, you get very energized. But Mars is also the planet of aggression. Over the next 7 weeks, we'll see Vice President Harris taking on any challenge and challenging others as well. I'll be doing a full evaluation of Kamala Harris's Vedic astrology chart in an upcoming video during September. The full moon on September 17th will be a partial lunar eclipse. Partial lunar eclipses don't usually amount to much, but this one has another problem: a close conjunction with retrograde Neptune. When the culmination of a lunar month, that is the full moon, is attended by a particular planet, that planet has a big part to play in the energy of the month. In this case, it's the planet of illusions, delusion, doubt, and suspicion. And this full moon is in Pisces, the sign of hopes and dreams. So, a non-rational energy pattern for the middle of September. And an interesting combination happens in the zodiac on September 10th. That date has a lot of importance attached to it already, due to the upcoming presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. So, here's the chart for 9 p.m. Eastern Time in Philadelphia on September 10th. The rising sign is Aries, a very proactive sign that seeks out challenges. The moon is in Scorpio, the sign that loves secrets and investigations. But the unusual astrology pattern I am referring to is what is called in Western astrology the Grand Cross, or the Grand Square, formed when four planets are each in square aspect to each other. In this case, the participants are Jupiter, planet of beliefs and truth; the moon, significator of the public's thinking; the sun, significator of power and authority; and Saturn, the planet of harsh realities. Saturn also happens to be the planet of democracy. The Grand Square is a stressful pattern, especially when it occurs in fixed signs, as it does here. There's a lot of pressure and frustration. Interesting, too, the moon will be in the nakshatra Jyeshtha, a lunar sign associated with having to fight to maintain one's status. Donald Trump was born with his natal moon in Jyeshtha. So, should be an interesting debate. Okay, there's a brief look at planetary patterns for September 2024, and here is a description of what's coming up in September's weekly videos. September 1st, Mars transiting in Gemini and the effects for your rising sign chart. September 8th, an analysis of Kamala Harris's birth chart and predictions. Venus transiting in Libra for September 15th and the effects for your rising sign chart. September 22nd, the current planetary patterns and what their relationship is with world events and politics. September 29th, a preview of planetary patterns for October 2024. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you'd like to have access to September's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to a donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link to the donation page. Just click or touch the card. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.